Boise State's athletic director, Kurt Apsey, has plenty of those. He joins us here on Sports Radio The Ticket. Kurt, how are you?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
You know, a lot of fans coming in for Blue and Orange for senior night. And I know, you know, we get carried away on how difficult it is for the fans. I guess we forget how close the staff and all you guys can get to these guys. And it can be fairly emotional for the kids and their parents. I imagine even for some of you guys down there.
Well, you know, we talk about that experience. I think you guys have heard me say that before. And, you know, it's always hard for us to say goodbye to some guys. And obviously this is a special group. And, you know, you look forward to tomorrow night because it's going to be a special night for their family and obviously them. But at the same time, it's sad to see them go. And, you know, who knows? Hopefully that's not their last game in the stadium.
And I know you try to make it, you know, as special for them as possible. So the college football playoffs come out, and all of a sudden you guys find a new opportunity, ticket price-wise, to get people into the stadium. How has that gone, and where are we looking at for tomorrow night?
Well, we're somewhere between 4,000 and 4,500 tickets left to get rid of, and on the $20 promotion, obviously that we based off the 20 ranking that we heard about on Tuesday, we've sold a little over 500 in that category. So it's gone well.
Hey, Kurt, going back to the seniors, as an administrator, as the leader of an athletic department, you're always going to have to, there's going to be turnover. There's employees you have to hire, employees you have to let go. There's always turnover. Do you look at the seniors on this football team or, heck, for athletes, student athletes in your athletic department period, regardless of what sport they play, and put them on a list and say, I need to get that guy in my athletic department on my payroll in 5 years?
Well, sometimes, Mike, I don't have to do that. They're standing at my door when they graduate going, how do I come back here? So that's a good sign for us, which means, you know, they had a good time while they were here at Boise State. And I think you always keep young people like that on your radar. You know, there's a couple guys, and there's more that I'm going to name, but, you know, one that comes to mind is Ben Weaver, just a great speaker, great person. You know, Ben is going to do some great things, I think, once he leaves Boise State. And it just kind of depends on what they want to do. And if nothing else, you know, I can spend some time with them before they leave and talk to them a little bit about what they want to do. And if, you know, athletics is in somewhat, you know, some way a part maybe of what they want to do going forward, you know, I can certainly help them do that. Even if it's not at Boise State, we can certainly, you know, carve a path out that kind of gives them a better understanding of what they need to do to get in this business. And so, you know, sometimes I think people on the outside looking in say, hey, it's be great to work in athletics and God, that'd be so much fun. And, you know, it's always good to educate them on really what it takes to do something like this. And so, yeah, there's a bunch of special kids that leave this program that we keep a close eye on. And obviously we've had many come back and work for us. So, always looking for probably the great person first, and then if you can get that part right, you usually have a pretty valuable employee.
I know the process of talking to these kids about their next steps has been going on probably since the day they got there, because their education and their future is counseled, and there's so many different people in the athletic department and on the academic side that get to them about that. But I think you guys also talk to kids about what life's going to be like when they've graduated from Boise State, their relationship to the university, their, I guess, the Varsity B. I think Bart's group gets a chance to indoctrinate them and kind of give them a dose of what the future looks like. Isn't that becoming somehow increasingly important as everybody kind of recognizes the nature and the uniqueness of this relationship they're in now?
Well, it's our Bronco Life program, and that's kind of what it's all about, but you know, Jeff, you're a great example. I mean, I think I've heard you say on a number of occasions that, you know, you really remember the time that you were a student athlete at Boise State. And whether or not you come back and work here or whether or not you get involved with us at a later time, you know, down the road, I think one of the things that's just really valuable that certainly a freshman that comes in here doesn't understand until they're gone is there's just so many life lessons that you learn when you're a part of a team like this. And, you know, we talk about them all the time, adversity and you know, being organized and managing your time. And so it's almost like this kind of this natural life lesson that not in a sense we teach them, but they've got to you know, they've got to master these skills while they're here to be successful. And I think that, you know, a lot of times they probably don't know that they're gaining all of this information that's going to help them down the road. And so that's kind of just a natural progression when they're here, that they go through all the different things that they do when they're a part of the team. And I really truly think that that carries over, you know, to the real world when they leave. And, you know, maybe more than anything, they're very, very competitive people. And whatever they end up doing, you know, they want to be the best. And if we can at least, you know, get that type of mindset in them once they leave Boise State, then I think we've accomplished something with them.
So Coach Garris and the volleyball team is one win away from getting into the NCAA, something that hasn't happened. So as you look at it, Kurt, from since you've been back, where do you circle the turnaround point where he was able to go out and get some of the players that could put them in this position? And what are those unique selling propositions that makes the Boise State women's volleyball program a destination for some of these kinds of players that he's able to obviously get on board?
Yeah. Well, you know, Sean's been here, gosh, 6 or 7 years now. And so when he came here, this volleyball program was in bad shape.
Okay.
And in a sense, kind of had to clean house and create a new culture. And you guys know how long that takes. I mean, you got to bring kids in and make sure that they're believing in what you want the culture to look like. They got to have kind of this same as, you know, a lot of our other sports, this blue collar mentality. They got to work hard. And, you know, Sean's also, his background is in Southern California, which is obviously a volleyball mecca. And so we liked that connection that he brought here. And he's been able to gradually bring in, you know, difference makers, for us with the kids that have come in. And this class is pretty seasoned now. You know, we've got sophomores and juniors. What's exciting about this program is they have one senior. And, I think it's a combination of things. I think it's a very, very good coaching staff that understands what it takes to build a program. I think that it's been obviously very helpful for him in terms of, you know, talking to recruits about the success and showing the progression of that success over the years since he's been here. You know, once we get him to Boise and they can actually see this community and what's going on here and how it supports our institution, it's a pretty high batting average in terms of kids signing up to come here. So we've just got to kind of get them here. And what's helpful for them right now, I think, is they're able to talk about their recent success. And I think the Mountain West, in terms of volleyball overall, has kind of taken a turn for the better as well. So, you know, kids want to come where there's been success and where teams are competing for championships. And I think Sean and his staff have kind of been able to start to create that culture. And, you know, this year obviously is very, very special. Knock on wood, we're two games away. But I don't know if either one of you had a chance to come to it last night, but we couldn't have fit another person in that place. It was packed and it was loud, and that game was back and forth, and two great, great volleyball programs went at it. And I was just really excited for our kids and our team and our coaches. And so just, I think, basing all that on the past success and continuing to build there, and I think people are starting to notice that volleyball in Boise, Idaho is pretty serious, and I'm really excited for our team.
Hey, Kurt, I did notice last night that you guys put together kind of a quasi-doubleheader. You had the women's basketball game at 5:30 at Taco Bell Arena, followed by the volleyball match over at Bronco Gym. I'm assuming that was by design, maybe not. You guys have always been pretty creative in terms of scheduling, even from football all the way down, Beauty and the Beast, wrestling and gymnastics. Was that by design last night? Can you ever get more creative and maybe even put them in the same building? And what other kind of ideas are you guys brewing down there to try to generate interest?
You want a Beauty and the Beast for volleyball and women's basketball, Mike? That we might have to change the name of it, but you know, we'll be as creative as we can. We used the basketball ticket to get those people into the volleyball game last night, and you know, yeah, there's some creativity around it, and we did design it that way. You know, usually the women would play at 7 o'clock on a weeknight, but we kind of knew how important this game may be, and that was, you know, way before we knew where we would be standing at this point in the season for women's volleyball. But Gordy was obviously gracious enough to make that change in the game, and it's interesting. We have a lot of fans that carry over between those two sports. We've got a group of fans that are very interested in women's basketball and women's volleyball, so it just, you know, kind of made that pair, obviously it made sense for us to do something like that, In fact, the people that were at the women's basketball game were worried because the basketball game was going a little too late, and they were afraid they weren't going to be able to get a seat over in Bronco Gym. And ironically, that was the case, because that place was just shaking last night, and it was probably one of the best volleyball atmospheres I've ever been a part of. And what I like about this team, though, is they won the game, and it was a monumental turn for our program, but they also know that it's not over, and we got another tough matchup on the road tomorrow night against Wyoming, and hopefully they can take care of business and we can move on.
Kurt Apsey joining us, Boise State's athletic director. You can ask the AD, just hashtag ask the AD on your Twitter account. Cajun Prater, we're broadcasting live from the Blue and Orange store. Kurt, we're sitting here talking about possibilities for the women's volleyball team to get in the NCAA. The men's football team have a possibility, of course, of hosting a Mountain West championship game. We're sitting here on, I don't know, 16th, 17th almost of November. How much planning goes into that? What kind of ticket distribution do you look at? When do you start pressing the, hey, we got to make a plan today if we're going to have another football game?
Yeah. Well, you have the jinx part of it, too. So we're very careful. I'm superstitious, so I'm always careful about that. But our staff is very, very, I mean, we're very prepared to host the game, obviously. We want to try and keep our program and our team and our players focused on, tomorrow night. We've got to take care of our own business, which I've mentioned, many times. We've still got to do what we have to do as a Boise State football program and let the chips fall where they may. But, we'll be ready. We've got the plan in place to move forward when we've got to press the button. And when I think the appropriate time is to do that, we'll certainly move forward. But we're ready to go. And, we went down this road 2 years ago, so we might tweak a few things and all that kind of stuff. But we'll get the information out to the folks if necessary. And we're ready and prepared to do that, but we're also, very cognizant about what we still have to do, and that's take care of business tomorrow night against UNLV, and that's what we're focused on.
Kurt, you saw about 25,000 folks show up in decent weather for the Fresno Mountain West Championship game. You've seen how they've reacted to a new sales staff, a sort of late season special opportunity or specially priced ticket opportunities. Do you think you could perhaps go north of that 25,000 number if you hosted a game here? Would it be totally weather dependent, or would just getting back to that number be an accomplishment given what you've seen this year in fans going through the turnstile?
Yeah, I mean, gosh, Jeff, I hate talking about this because it's just some things got to fall in place here, and we've got to take care of our own business, like I keep saying. I know you guys are tired of hearing that, but it really is truly what we need to do. And I think we look back 2 years ago, as a staff when we're planning an event like that, and, we maybe make some changes on what we might have been done different. I wasn't actually here for that game.
Okay.
I wasn't in Boise at that time. And so, we've looked at ticket prices and all the things that we can do. If this thing, ends up like we hope it does, that game could mean everything. And I think it's obviously very exciting with the potential opponent on the other side if we were fortunate enough to be in that game, who we haven't played yet. And it'd be a great night. I really hope that we have that opportunity to do that. But at the same time, I'm leery to talk about it just because, we've got to do starting tomorrow night. And I think that should be our focus, at least at this point.
Kurt, thanks so much for your time. I guess we'll look to see you tomorrow evening at Albertson Stadium, and the presentation for the seniors, I understand, starts at about 6:37 or so.
That's correct. All right, guys. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.